Christ in the Psalms, Chapter 17. In summary and conclusion, we have considered some of the Psalms about Jesus, Christ's experiences in humanity, his life, his temptations, his sufferings and his death, his resurrection from the grave, and his ascension to heaven. Christ is our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. He is the second and last Adam, the head of the fallen race. There is nothing that touches us that does not touch him. Christ crucified is the scarlet thread that binds the book of Psalms into a whole. In the passages we studied in this book, we entered into his thoughts and feelings as we beheld and listened to the word prophetically given in the Gospel Psalms. This is only a beginning. There is much more. As it was said by the Queen of Sheba concerning Solomon, "Indeed the half was not told me." So it is with Christ. The discovery of Jesus in the Psalms, and in every other book of the Bible, is like the discovery of a vast continent reached by ship. First a beachhead in the sand and then onward in search of the treasures of the land. When it comes to the discovery and the study of Christ, we are still by the seaside in the sand. Eternity will open up for us. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden in him. Here and now, in our study of Christ, our hearts open up to him in appreciation and our lips utter, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."